Dry Slopes by Nick Ball. The Domino Effect.
Saturday Tea Time Telly. It's not as good as it used to be. Bring back Doctor Who and the Daleks, that's what I say. Now, I'm not going to get involved in the Who was the best Doctor Who debate, Tom Baker, but I tell you, I was behind that settee whenever the Daleks came out. Oh, God, I can't watch. Tell me when it's over. Nowadays, I find that Blind Date has a similar effect.
Number two. If you were to cook me a meal, what meal would it be?
It'd have to be toured in the hall. Then I could put my sausage inside your Yorkshire pudding.
Oh, God. Oh, no, I can't watch. Tell me when it's over.
I'm just off then, OK?
Yeah, OK.
Now, there's some ham and half a tin of ravioli in the fridge. Oh, and see if you can't scrape that tomato off. It's been sealed to the floor of the fridge since 1977. Are you going out? Or are you just going to slouch in front of the TV all night? Why don't you give Dominic a ring?
No, he's gone all boring. Ever since he met Louise, all they do is slouch in front of the... He's gone all boring.
What about Ben? He's just a sad, lonely bachelor who lives at home with his mother. Oh, I'm sorry. Give Ben a ring.
This is Channel 4. And now the first in a new series for social minorities. And this week's episode is about bachelors.
Oh. You're sad. You're lonely. You've got no friends. It's Saturday night, and you're watching television all on your own like a sad...
Absolute nonsense. Got better things to do on a Saturday night than watch TV? What's on the radio?
What good is sitting alone in your room? Come hear the music play.
Well, I'm so lonely. I'd be so lonely. I could die.
No.
And that was Misery by Allegri. A Philistine and a bastard.
Huh?
So said a well-known critic of his day. But then again, he was a tit.
Suddenly I got pricked by my conscience. Here I was, having a royal old time, and Dominic was all on his own. So I decided to do the decent thing and bring some joy into his cold and lonely world. Hope they're not in bed.
Hello.
Dominic!
Angus, yeah. Look, I'm going to have to be brief.
I won't be a minute. I just wondered if you fancied coming out for a few bevvies tonight. I thought we could go back to your place and watch that lesbian video I told you about.
Sorry, mate. Can't make it tonight. No, me and Louise are having our engagement party.
You're getting married?
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Oh, well done.
Thank you.
Oh, really pleased for you. Well, that's excellent news.
Thanks.
Oh, what time do you want me round?
At not at all o'clock. Couples only, I'm afraid, Angus.
Oh. Hello? Hello?
Forgot my handbag. Did you manage to get through to Dominic?
He's engaged.
Well, try him again in a few minutes.
Everyone seems to be getting married these days. There was a time when you were in the minority if you were married. Class 3B, for example. We only ever had one married couple, and they pretty much kept themselves to themselves.
Are you coming outside to play Kiss Chase?
Nah. Me and Denise are going to the furniture warehouse. We're choosing some wallpaper.
Hiya, Wendy! Dave, I don't mean you to take this the wrong way, but aren't you a bit old to still be at school?
Mr. Bleasdale to you. How dare you address a teacher by his first name?
But all of a sudden I find myself in the minority when I haven't changed at all. You're coming outside to play Kiss Chase?
Look, get off the school property. I'll call the police.
Right. I'll probably end up being a bachelor all my life. I'll get invited to wine and cheese parties by champagne socialists who want to impress their friends.
Bachelor? Has anyone seen The Bachelor anywhere?
That is a brilliant joke.
Oh, there you are, Bachelor. Talking to yourself like an SF.
Good joke, though.
Now, have you met the Northerner? We wanted Alan Bennett, but he'll just have to do it.
I heard that.
How do you do?
So, why did you never marry?
Oh, I'm married to my work.
And what is your work?
I'm unemployed. But I'm married to the idea of working.
And are there any young ladies on the horizon?
Well, you know.
Well?
No. There aren't any young ladies, in fact, on the horizon, no. Where are the peanuts?
But you do intend to marry eventually?
Oh, yeah. At least three times. I want to have about 26 children. I'm a family man born and bred.
So you're not a homosexual, then?
No.
Oh. Well, apparently he's not, folks.
Oh.
What a shame. I was hoping to partner you off with a lesbian.
And I'll get to be seen as a bit of an eccentric. I'll get invited on family weekends and do George Formby impersonations. And everyone will laugh appreciatively, but underneath they will be pitying me.
Oh, if you could see what I could see when I'm cleaning windows.
That's enough for today.
No, Angus, do your Darth Vader impersonation.
Oh, all right. Well, for this we need an empty water jug.
Once I was but a learner, now I am the master.
Only a master of evil, Darth.
You should not have come back.
You can't win, Darth, if you'll strike me down.
Such a sad case.
I shall become more powerful than you can possibly imagine.
Angus, do your Frank Spencer.
Nah, I've had enough now.
No, go on,
please.
Do your silly walk.
Oh, yes, go on.
No.
Oh, hi, Angus, turn your eyelids inside out.
Beginning to get a little bit annoyed now.
Go on.
Pull your arms out of their socket.
Look, I'm not a circus clown! I am not an animal!
Hunch! I'm a human being! Do you understand? You?
A human being?
Hey!
And I'll become a recluse who wears cycle clips and barks at people on the street.
Just look ahead. Keep walking and look ahead.
That's your son, isn't it?
Exactly.
And I'll turn into a bit of a mad hermit.
Hey, welcome to the Muppet Show. Let's eat some twine.
Toby, mad hermit, not mad Kermit. And it'll all end up with me taking my trousers down in McDonald's and spending the rest of my days in a mental asylum called Happy Valleys.
So, Angus, do your Darth Vader impression.
As the weeks and months passed by, I began to get a bit agitated. Dominic was cutting it a bit fine.
Hello?
Dominic, sorry to bother you when you must be up to your ears in wedding preparations.
Not particularly.
Oh, but you must have a lot on your mind. The cake, confetti, who to ask to be your best man. No, I won't tempt fate.
Sorry.
Fingers crossed.
Anyway, the reason I ring, you'll never believe what's gone and happened. They've only gone and lost my wedding invitation in the post, haven't they?
Your invitation?
Yeah, I had a word with my mum, and she swears she hasn't seen it. So I knocked on a few doors, and no luck there. So that only leaves our dear old British post office. Bloody postal service. Anyway, you couldn't be a poppet and pop another one in the post, could you?
Another one?
Yes, please.
Mm-hmm. You're assuming, of course, that you were sent one in the first place.
Oh, you haven't sent them out yet? Well, problem solved.
Oh, yes, I've sent them out.
But I haven't received mine.
So, what does logic deduce?
You want me to come and collect it?
Angus.
Wait a cotton-stinking moment. You and Louise are going to invite me round for a meal, and you're going to ask me to be your best man there, and you'll give me invitation there.
Angus, you haven't been invited. Please, please don't laugh. Don't laugh. I mean it, Angus.
Have I done anything to offend you?
No.
It's the skateboard, isn't it?
What?
You never did forgive me for breaking your skateboard, did you? That's so pathetic for still remembering it.
Angus, what makes you think I'd invite you to my wedding? We were never friends.
You tell me that now?
You used to follow me around at school and pester me even now. I wouldn't invite you to my wedding if you're the last person on earth.
Should I just come to the reception, then? Hello? Hello? Bloody phone service. Perhaps I ought to think about getting married myself before it's too late. I'll soon be 30. I can see it now. The big 3-0, like two monoliths on the horizon, getting closer and closer, niggling in the back of my mind like whispers in the ear. 30.
Life passing you by.
Sad bachelor.
30.
Excuse me, sorry. What are we doing for food tonight?
Oh, thought we might get a takeaway.
Chinese?
Yeah, right.
Brilliant.
Anyway, back to work.
Yeah.
30.
But could you two just buzz off? Hey. You've been niggling me all day. Haven't you got anything better to do?
It's what we're paid for.
Yeah, and could you stop whispering it really, Grace?
Oh, sorry. It's what we're paid for, mate.
Two of you? For one person?
Not just you, you know. We have to niggle loads of people. Mr. Daniels at number 5. We were practising him for ages.
2-3.
Bills.
Mortgage.
Overdue.
Prison.
Bills.
That's very interesting.
And there's the A-level student. Remember them?
Exams. Life hanging on a thread.
University.
Did your mother know what you do?
You know, there's a very good career structure in this job. You could do a lot worse, Angus.
And this is our favourite, Frank Stanton.
Oh, not Frank Stanton.
Frank Stanton?
Oh, you shouldn't have told him. Oh. You promised you won't say anything.
Frank Stanton, eh?
No, it's not what you think. He's a farmer. They're his responsibility.
Yeah, and let's not get him mixed up like we did last year with that pervert.
Oh, disaster.
You're telling me. I couldn't hold one of them down. It's amazing the transition you see in women once they reach 30. No matter how liberated they like to be, once the body clock starts ticking, the maternal instincts take over.
Ugh, horrible little creature.
Yours?
Like hell, I can't stand kids.
Ah, you say that now, but in a few years' time...
No way, I'm far too career-orientated.
What's that?
What?
That ticking.
Oh, that's just my body clock, ignore it.
Oh, okay.
No, I'm just a hard-hitting careerist feminist bitch. Oh, look at the ugly baby. Oh.
I thought you said you didn't like kids.
Oh, babies. I want babies. Oh.
What about your career?
Oh, stuff the career. I want to marry a vicar and make jam.
Personally, I feel a bit uneasy about marriage. Apparently, if you get divorced, your wife gets to keep half of everything you own. Well, she's not having half my bicycle, and that's final. I tell you, when I proposed marriage, there were going to be a few ground rules established. Oh, Jill.
Oh, Angus.
Will you marry me?
I will.
Right, if you'd like to sign here, here and here.
What?
This is my lawyer, Mr. Simmons.
How do you do? Now, if you just read subsection C, you'll see in the event of a divorce, Mr. Dry gets the house, but you'd get custody of the children, just so long as Mr. Dry can visit them on a fortnightly basis and take them on boring day trips to the zoo.
Well, you needn't worry about a divorce, because the marriage is off, and you can keep your silly ring.
Hey, up, hey.
Women.
Knew it wouldn't work out. My trouble is I'm too career-orientated, and I'd worry that getting married would interfere with my career.
Do you, Jill Dando, take this man to be your lawful wedded husband?
I do.
And do you, Angus Hector Marmaduke Dry, take this woman to be your lawful wedded wife?
Oh, excuse me. Hello? Barry, can I ring you back? No, I'm a bit busy at the moment. Well, which ones? Bottom drawer, yellow file. And tell them 50,000 or the deal's off! Well, sack her! Sorry, where were we? Oh, yeah, go for it, I do.
Well, I don't!
What's the matter with her? I much prefer funerals to weddings. They're so much more honest. I mean, in weddings, they make all these promises to each other, which you know they won't keep. Whereas I haven't been to a single funeral where they haven't stuck by their commitment to stay dead. I guess I'm afraid of commitment myself. That's why I've never really been involved in a long-term relationship. That and the fact that no one's ever asked me out. Besides, I'm the type of guy who can get sex whenever he wants.
Welcome to Girl Talk. If you are under 18 years of age, please put the phone down now.
29.
Dial 1 to speak to Sexy Sarah, 2 to speak to Angelic Angela, and 3 to speak to Dirty Denise. Hello, big boy. I'm Angelic Angela, and you know what I'd like to do to you.
Tell me.
First, I want to hear you bark.
Really?
Go on, bark like a dog.
Woof. Ruff. Woof.
Now I want to hear you purr like a cat.
Purr.
Now I want to hear you crow like a big cock.
No.
You don't want to do that?
No.
Okay, hunky. Now I'm going to cover you with bin bags and slap you with kippers.
Oh, do it. Do it. Do it!
Angus, is that you?
Mum?
What are you doing there? Put the phone down at once.
What are you doing there?
I should be home for about 7. Could you buy some sprouts?
It's not that I'm a pervert. I'm just shy with women. I suppose the secret is to grab the bull by the horns and go for it. But with me, it always seems to backfire.
Excuse me? Hello? No, no, wait! Don't worry. I'm not a perv.
I saw you in the queue back there, and I couldn't just let you walk out of my life, seize the day, as they say. So I wonder if you'd do me the honour of accepting these flowers.
Yeah, go on then.
Oh, I'm awfully sorry. I thought you were someone else. I'm looking for a girl, average height, no distinguishing features. Have you seen her?
Sorry, mate.
Damn.
Can I have the flowers then?
Hello. Come in, come in.
Thanks.
Angus, there's someone here to see you. This is Jenny.
Hi.
Jenny? That's a funny name for a man.
Lucky I'm a woman then, isn't it?
Oh, I'm sorry, I wasn't told.
Jenny's a writer.
Oh, what sort of stuff do you write?
Oh, mostly feminist literature.
Oh. I like your earring.
Thanks.
Yes, how do you get it in your nose like that?
Well, I'm sure you've got lots to talk about. I'll leave you two lovebirds to it.
What?
What? So what?
Sorry
you for...
Sorry, what are we laughing at?
This.
Oh, yeah, it is a funny tablecloth, isn't it?
No, her, partnering us off like this.
Oh, dear. Is she?
Embarrassing, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, who'd want to marry you?
You're not so fit yourself, conk face. Wine?
Thanks.
So, dear.
You know what's going to happen, don't you?
What?
Well, in seeing the funny side, you and I are probably going to end up falling in love and marrying anyway.
No, that isn't going to happen.
It's possible, though.
No, not a chance.
So what do you do, then?
I'm still a writer.
Oh, yeah, that must be... Yeah. Sorry what I said just then, by the way.
Oh, I've forgotten it already.
I was suggesting it would be ironic if you and I ended
up... Look, just drop it, okay?
Ended up falling in
just
love and getting
it.
Married. Oh, come on, what do you say?
Pardon?
You and I, get married.
Sod off, Angus.
How are you getting on?
Are you decent?
Oh, dressed already. Well, that was quick.
It's not so much the person that's off-putting. It's the situation. The fact that someone's trying to organise your life takes away your sense of free will.
Angus, there's someone I'd like you to meet.
Mum, I've told you. I forge my own relationships.
This is Naomi. She's a supermodel.
Aye. Though in this instance, I am prepared to make an exception. My problem is I'm hopeless at chatting up. A friend of mine, well, someone I know, called Ben, he finds it a double.
Can I get you anything?
Yeah, but it's not on the menu. So, what time do you knock off?
11.
See you at 11, then.
Yeah, okay.
That's easy! But when I tried exactly the same technique, I found it yielded completely different reactions.
Can I get you anything?
Yeah, but it's not on the menu.
Sorry?
I said it's not on the menu.
Is it on the blackboard?
No, it's right in front of me. No, not there. There. No, come back.
Sorry?
Look, what time do you knock off?
Why'd you ask?
Well, I thought you and I might, you know.
Pardon?
Want a snug.
What?
Want a snug.
Oh, no, I can't hear you.
I want a snug!
Well, I'm sorry, it's not on the menu.
Could I have sausages instead then, please? I was aching with frustration. I just couldn't seem to be able to pull it off. So I asked Ben to give me a hand in the cafe.
Angus, don't look now. No, you can look at me. Behind you, there's a girl. She's making eyes at you.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, she's gorgeous. Oh, don't look. Oh, give it away. Hey, guess what, Angus? She started taking her clothes off. Oh, God, now she's writhing around on the floor. Oh, and she's smearing herself with mayonnaise.
Oh, I've got to look at her.
She just put her clothes back on.
Oh, so unlucky.
One second.
Shall I go up and talk to her?
Well, look, okay, don't make it obvious. Be casual.
Casual.
Pretend to drop something.
Right.
Hanky would have done. Okay, that's good. Very slowly. Lean down. Very subtly.
Whoa! See what you mean? Wouldn't mind a bit of that.
Hello.
Cigarette?
No, thanks.
No, can I have one of yours?
Sure.
Can't help noticing you making eyes in my general direction.
Yeah, you've got a piece of bubble gum stuck in your hair. So, do you live locally then?
Well, I don't really have a permanent base. I'm more a travelling nomad, really. It's just me and my penknife, really, and my survival instinct.
And where are you staying at the moment?
I'm stopping at my mum's at the moment.
Oh, because I've just moved in with my boyfriend.
Right, right. And No, plod on. Your boyfriend, does he...
Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm fine. Never felt better.
You're not upset or anything?
No, don't be silly. You are a silly Billy. I'm not upset at all.
Good, because...
No!
Are you all right? I'm sure you'll meet someone. Eventually.
I wanted to marry you.
Oh, how sweet. Come on. Now, deep breath. Deep breath.
So how did you first meet him?
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm over it now. It's a bit of a shock at the time, but it's all water under the bridge. Gotta look ahead.
Well, I first met John...
Bastard! Sorry, still a bit left. It's all out now. Carry on.
You've really got to learn to control your emotions.
I can control my emotions.
Well, I first met John. My boyfriend. And excellent lover. Years ago. We're getting engaged, so you needn't take it personally.
Well, if you put it like that...
Angus, how's it going?
It's all right. She's getting engaged, so I needn't take it personally.
Oh, right. Angus, I'll just catch you up, yeah?
Okay.
Fancy a shag?
Yeah, go on then.
You don't mind kipping on the settee tonight, do you, Angus?
Life is so ironic.
Have you got a condom? Come on, hurry up. I'm gagging for it. Don't let me down now, mate. This is an ideal opportunity.
I'll have to think about it.
Why?
Well, shouldn't you take me out for a meal first?
What?
I must admit, I'd always had feelings for you too, but I didn't realise you felt the same way.
Angus.
But now at last it can all come out. Oh, Ben, I've loved you since
it's
the moment...
It's me and Cindy.
It's in the bag. Inside the Cliff Richard cassette.
Thanks, mate. You're a brick.
Oh, Ben, you won't mention this to anyone, will you?
No. No. It's our little secret.
If anyone were to find out...
Hey, what are friends for, eh?
Gee. Thanks.
Sweet dream.
Yeah. Night.
Night.
You'll never believe what's just happened.
Oh, no. And as I lay awake, staring at the stain on the ceiling, I was quite pleased with that. I realised that I wasn't ready to get tied down. No, the institutional straitjacket of marriage was for the likes of Cindy and Ben, Dominic and Louise.
Do you, Louise Sarah, take this man to be your lawful wedded husband?
I do.
And do you, Dominic James, take this woman to be your lawful wedded wife?
Excuse me. Hello? Angus, can I bring you back?
Oh, won't be a sec. Do you fancy coming around and watching that lesbian video I told you about?
We need an answer.
Angus, I'm going to have to go.
Well, just say yes or no.
Do you or don't you?
No, I do not. No, not you. No, yes, I do.
Oh, great. See you tonight, then.
Come back.
About nine-ish?
Everything was back to normal. Dominic had obviously seen sense and realised that he wasn't ready to get tied down either. His fiancée just had to realise. We were young men, free spirits, out to party and be wild, to enjoy our bachelor freedom and live our lives to the full! Noel's house party should be on in a minute.
Dry Slope starred Nick Ball as Angus and Louisa Ricks as Mum, with Julie Gibbs, Ben Silburn and Toby Longworth. Dry Slopes was written by Nick Ball and the producer was Gareth Edwards.